having my little boy and just not spending as much time together and not doing the things that we used to do. We used to be going out all the time and, you know, even if it was shopping or if it was going out for a drink or anything, we you know, she'd say, come round and meet my aunties. That's how I, you know, when I'd walk round and meet her there and have a cup of tea, it was just, we were sort of like, it didn't matter what we were doing, we just, I'm here and you'd walk around just to be with them kind of thing. And I think as I sort of got my life together and as I had a little boy and a family and it just sort of grew apart.
Yeah.
I didn't have the time to be going out with them anymore and I think that was it kind of thing.
Yeah. And then did you develop, so when you became a mum, you mentioned about going to sort of mother and toddler groups.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you develop new friendships from becoming a mum?
When mothers and toddlers and stuff, it was basically like, everyone I seen was a mum. It was just like a mum's world, I think, back then. I think when you have a baby, it's such a big thing in your life. Everything about what you talk about and everything is about the kids. And I think that you take them to, like, because you take them to mothers and toddlers and I think it's easier to have a friend who's got kids as well, because I know the one who I mentioned before, who I met from mothers and toddlers, me and her are like good friends now, but it was good for our little boys because they were both like, they've both got no brothers and sisters, so we started doing a thing where like the mothers and toddlers was of a Monday and a Friday, and it was only finished at like 11:30 or something, so we used to take turns, and after mothers and toddlers we'd either go back to mine or go back to theirs, and you know, we'd let the kids play and we'd have a cup of tea and a gab. And then it was even like in the 6 weeks holidays and the summer holidays, we were like, should we carry on, should I come to yours on Monday, and we still done that, so like the kids had someone to play with because they made friends too, and it was important for us to like keep them friends. You know, it's because obviously they can't get up and go around the corner on their own. So it was like, you know, they didn't have any other brothers and sisters and we just felt like it was good for them as well. So we still do it now, you know, you haven't seen each other for ages and we'll either have a day out or we'll invite us around to theirs or something like that.
Yeah, and are they good friends as well then still? Yeah.
That's like his best little mate.
Yeah. And how important was it for you as a new mum to develop that kind of friendship?
I think it's dead important. I think if there was ever an important time in my life I needed friends, it was then kind of thing. Especially when, you know, things aren't going right with your partner, with my boyfriend, and he works away. I was on my own for a lot of the time anyway. I don't know, I don't know whether it's your hormones or just having a baby in the way. I don't know, I think it's easy to get stressed. I think it's good to have someone who you can ring up and talk to about similar things and they've been going through the same kind of thing.
And just having that common ground. And I guess especially if friendships that you've previously had have faded and because your identity changes so much.
That's it. And I think, when you have a baby, I think that's all you talk about. And I think you mate who haven't got one, it's like you're boring them, I think.
Yeah.
Pregnancies and this and that, because a lot of the time, that's what me and the friends who I met from university, we ended up going to the pub, and there's another friend who I've made from university, and she's in our little, sort of like, little clique.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, me and her are sort of like closer.
Yeah.
And because she hasn't got any kids.
Right.
I couldn't blame, but we sort of sit there and we sort of like talk about giving birth and things like that, and what it was like for her and what it was like for me, and she sits there like that, away. That's disgusting, because you know what I mean? She's never like, I think things people who you've got things in common with, I think it's easier to talk about problems that you're having at the time, because they've probably faced it all.
Yeah.
And another thing, you don't feel out of place saying it to them, because you know that they're probably going through the same thing, or they probably know someone who has, or, you know.
Yeah. So sharing that experience, but also feeling comfortable sharing it and not...
Yeah, definitely, because I do think there's people who I wouldn't sit there and give them the ins and outs of me being,
you know. Yeah, just the stranger on the street.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that, you know, obviously when you became pregnant and you become a mum, that changed some of your previous friendships.
Yeah.
Did it strengthen any friendships from school? Were people really curious and wanted to know about you?
I think more so now than when he was first born. Yeah, because when he was born, people would come around and go, oh, he's lovely, and you get cards off people and that. Then they sort of go, shh, you know?
Yeah.
But now he's like 5, and when he's out playing, and I've got a bit more freedom now. So
yeah.
I think I'm just starting to get them back kind of thing, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, he's lovely, and I am 8. And I don't think a little boy is as threatening as a baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When it's a baby, it's like they rob all your time, and people are scared to pick it, and it's like, whereas when it's a little boy, it's a shake. Do you want your arm as a pound?
Yeah.
I think it's easier to make friends with a little boy, isn't it?
And I think probably they're a bit more grown up, so they've got their own personalities, and people
definitely
can interact with them a bit more comfortable. So when you came to university, then you mentioned that you just sort of start talking to people. Is that how you went about making friends, or was it?
Yeah, everyone tells me I'm chill up. Alistair calls me Big Mouth, and sometimes I try, and you know when you think, no, I'm not going to be the Big Mouth today. I'm going to try and not talk, but I just can't. I can't hold my own water. I just have to talk. Sometimes I've got like a little theory about, some people say, oh yeah, well you're dead outgoing, and know, as if I'm not shy and I'm dead confident, and I think I'm not.
Yeah.
I think that's my like front.
Yeah.
I act like that so that people don't want to know, kind of thing. I tell them first before they start asking me. Or, you know, I think sometimes the more nervous I am, the more I talk.
Yeah.
And I talk rubbish, and I come home and think, why did I say that?
Yeah.
But at the time, I just can't help it.
Yeah. So you feel like, so when you came to university, how did it feel for you to come to university, knowing that you were, you know, it's like a new friendship group, a new experience?
Dead exciting.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I don't know, I just thought, like, I'm not going to be the Big Mouth, but I end up doing being in my little group of friends.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if someone talks to me, I talk back.
Yeah.
I'm just dead chatty.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't know how else to describe it. I'll just sit there, and if something's not me, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
So how
did you feel about making friends? Was it different from your expectations when you came to university?
I don't know. I didn't really have I think it's going to be like that kind of thing. It just happened. I was made up. I did. There's two people on this degree, on my course, who I went to college with and who were in the same course with me in college.
Okay.
And when we first applied and we were like, we all got accepted and everything, it was like, oh, well, at least we'll know each other, and as if we were still, because I weren't really the friends in college.
Yeah.
I knew them, but I weren't the friends. But when we sort of got onto this course, it was as if, oh, because we know each other, we're all going to be friends. And I sort of drifted away, because I wanted to meet my own friends. I thought, I don't want to be stuck in a little group with, you know, people who I barely know anyway.
Yeah.
I'd rather meet my own, whereas I still see them all and their little, you know, the two of them together. And there's another girl who I didn't know, and she went to our college but done A-levels.
Okay.
And, you know, so them three are like friends now, but I sort of, I don't know, I like meeting new people. I like talking to new people who I've never met before.
Yeah.
So.
And so the people that, so you're quite grateful in a sense then to separate out from the people that you were at college with.
Yeah, but not in a nasty way.
No.
I weren't like big friends with them anyway. I mean, I still see them, go, oh yeah, no, you're doing all right. And, you know, I think I've got the phone numbers. I was a bit grateful, but only, because I didn't want to come to uni and be stuck in a little group of friends that I already knew.
Yeah.
I thought, that's one of the reasons I want to go, to meet new people anyway.
Yeah.
So I was keen to like sort of break away and meet new people.
Yeah.
And made up I did.
That's good, because I mean, like you say, it's probably easier in some senses to come with a group of people that you know and stay in that
thing. Yeah.
It's more challenging, more scary to come and actually not know anybody, but just think, I'm just gonna chat to people. That's confidence, really.
Yeah.
And how do you feel that that's impacted on you? in terms of developing new friendships at university?
I don't know. I think the more friends you've got from different spectrums of life, it just gives you a broader sort of outlook.
Yeah.
Because instead of just thinking the way you think, and you do start seeing things from different people's point of views. And,
yeah.
You know, there's so many different people in uni. It's not, you know, it's just, I don't know. We go from, like, I mean, I'm from a council estate, you know, in yeah. Liverpool, and then I'm meeting people who are, like, from Wales, or one of my friends, who's on this course, she's from Poland, and, you know, it's just, I had a friend in college who was from Zimbabwe, and
yeah.
there's just so many different cultures, and I think that's why I love Liverpool as well,
yeah.
at the moment, because it's dead cultural, and,
yeah.
you know, it's just, I love that, like, just a big variety, yeah. whereas I think that's the side that people by mine wouldn't like.
Yeah.
They like what they like, and that's it, and anyone else who's here, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas I love it, I think it only enriches the city kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or your life, you know, I like it.
Yeah, to experience that different cultures yeah, and different yeah. people, and yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to agree with them, or you have to like what they like, it's just be open to what they like, and I'm open to what I like, and,
yeah.
you know. The Polish girl, she had to show me where the cathedral was on Flesh's Week, so that sort of broke the ice with me and her, she was yeah. from Poland, and,
yeah.
She said she was going there, and I said, I was like, well, I mean, I know where it is.
Yeah.
I said, I've been past it in the car, and that, I just wouldn't know how to walk to it. And she went, no, follow me this way. She took us there.
Yeah. It's different living in a suburb, though, I think, as well, because you tend to stay where you live, don't you?
I come to town for, like, shopping or yeah. to go for a drink.
Yeah.
Whereas the students who live here, they live here. It's yeah. like their little playground.
Yeah.
They probably know it better than me, you know.
Yeah, and like I say, you probably, as well, you wouldn't, like, they probably come in and go to these different places. So I remember when I was at uni here, yeah. only my final year going to the museums and stuff, I'd never been in three yeah. years, I'd never visited.
Yeah.
Because when you live somewhere, you don't tend to do that as much.
I mean, I go to the museums and that. I take my little boy, because I like, you know, and the art yeah. galleries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, there is stuff around the city that I've probably never even noticed or I've never been to. And
yeah.
it's just because I live down here, and I come here and get me shopping and buy a new top and go home on yeah, the bus kind
yeah,
of thing.
That's it, just see that bit, yeah. So the friendship, your sort of close friends at, you know, uni, or your close, you say you've got quite a few sort of group of friends at uni.
Yeah.
How long can you see yourself being friends with them for?
Like me close friends we've met, yeah. I'd like to be friends with her forever.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that we could be, you know, we really have, like, stuck a good friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think forever. I'd like to think when we get jobs and stuff like that, we talk about it like that. We say, oh, you know, in a few years, and, you know, we still, you know what I mean? It's good.
So you can see it lasting.
Yeah, and I'd like it to last, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can you think of an example from your own experience that demonstrates what a friend means to you?
That's a hard one.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you might maybe think of, like, a particular act of kindness or something that a friend's, you know, done for you. An act that someone's carried out for you that you thought that just demonstrates to me what a friend means. Yeah.
I don't know. I think like that, who I've only just met.
Yeah.
She's sort of like that. The other week I phoned her up and said, this sounds dead stupid, but I phoned her up, I broke my phone.
Oh yeah.
And me nice, lovely, new, pink, shiny phone, and I was made up with it, and it was broke, and it's broke now.
Yeah.
So I had to put my SIM card in my old phone, and I phoned her, and I was having a bit of bad time at home with my fella as well, and I phoned her and was talking to her, and she went, oh, I've got a phone here, and she's like dead helpful like that, or she's just started working as a travel agent from home.
Oh, right.
Because she's been a travel agent before, and she can do that, and I was saying, I'm a bit stuck, I want to get a job in the summer, but with me having my little boy, and the 6 weeks holidays, and his dad works away, I'm sort of stuck, and it's annoying me, because I don't want to not be doing anything for all that time. And she was like, well, tell you what, come to mine, and I'll show you how to use the programme for how to search for holidays. She said, all you need to do is how to search for them and how to book them.
Yeah.
She said, and come to mine and I'll show you and I'll do it with you. And, you know, you can have a go in mine with the phone. She went, you pay your phone. And she was like, sort of helping me to get that sorted for her home. And you can do it at home, like me, kind of thing. And she's sort of like that. If you ever say anything and you've got a bit of a problem, like my phone, I said my phone broke.
Yeah.
And she went, do you know what my dad has? And he's got my old phone. She said, but it's not that old because I've only just bought a new one. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, my dad's got it till the end of the month when he buys a new one. So as soon as he gives me a